You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Another person involved in the meth and cocaine trafficking organization in Marathon County has been sentenced. 29-year-old Jessica Colby of Stratford was sentenced last Thursday to 2.5 years in federal prison for conspiring to distribute methamphetamine. This is the third person sentenced from the 2024 investigation. Colby was identified as a facilitator for the group. The investigation showed during a three-month period, Colby assisted in distributing over 50 pounds of meth and more than 13 pounds of cocaine. Following her 30-month prison term, Colby will be on supervised release for 3 years. Wisconsin's largest ginseng operation is feeling dramatic impacts from the trade war. Savannah Tolme Olson has the story.
Will Su was the president of Su Ginseng in Wausau. They grow their own and process it from Canada. But they've got a warehouse full of ginseng that nobody's buying because of the tariffs.
Due to the trade war, tariffs on ginseng are now approximately 117%, which has doubled the price of the product to the importers.
Wisconsin produces most of the country's ginseng, and Su says most of his market is overseas.
A lot of companies are choosing not to import ginseng from Wisconsin. They're choosing to buy the product from Canadian producers or from domestic producers in China.
Sue says now that the buyers aren't interested in buying from Wisconsin anymore, they've planted less ginseng than ever before.
We Energies welcomes the first peregrine falcon chicks of the season. The two chicks at the Oak Creek Power Plant hatched late last week. We Energies says two other eggs at the Oak Creek plant could hatch at any time, and the eggs at the Port Washington Generating Station, Valley Power Plant, and the Weston Power Plant are expected to hatch in the coming weeks. You can vote on the names of the new birds and view a 24/7 nest cam by visiting the We Energies website. Aspirus Hospital in Wisconsin Rapids was recently honored for excellence in stroke care. The Aspirus Wisconsin Rapids Hospital Emergency Department brought home the Partners in Stroke Care Award from the Wisconsin Stroke Coalition Spring Meeting. This award, presented by the American Heart Association, recognizes healthcare teams that demonstrate outstanding collaboration and adherence to research-based standards in the treatment of stroke patients. The AWR Emergency Department coordination with the Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department enhanced the identification, transport, and immediate care of stroke patients, leading to faster treatment times and better overall outcomes throughout 2024. If you or your business would like to help students in the Southwood County area next school year, now is the time. Stuff the Bus at Lunch by the River will happen on August 7th this year in Wisconsin Rapids. Right now, United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is looking for businesses or people who would be willing to be a public or private collection site. They need a variety of school supplies and places to have people drop off donations. You can find out more and sign up at uwswac.org. If your student needs school supplies for next school year, you need to sign them up before August 1st. Wisconsin State Patrol's May Law of the Month is Share the Road. Remember, with the warmer weather, you can expect to start seeing more motorcycles, bicycles, and other smaller vehicles. In many areas, you'll also be seeing farming equipment and other slower-moving vehicles. Inattentive driving and other irresponsible behaviors on the road lead to preventable crashes. Look twice when pulling out from a stop sign, turning lane, or changing lanes. Drivers need to stay at least 3 feet from a bicycle to help prevent crashes. Be patient and cautious if you do decide to pass farm vehicles. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers are back to 500. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. Christian Yelich hit a two-run home run as Milwaukee won its second game in a row.
Yelich bangs one into right center. It is high and deep and
that call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. That blast was part of a three-run third inning for the Brewers, winning 5-1 over the Houston Astros last night. The home run was the highlight, but it was a team effort.
Everybody's going to notice Yelly's homer, and you know, obviously the Hoskins two hits with a big double there. But Bowers' bunt hit made that kid throw extra pitches and got us deeper in the inning.
Milwaukee's pitchers came to work, allowing just one run in the 5-1 victory with no walks last night against the Houston Astros. Starting pitcher Tobias Myers did well.
He set the tone. He threw strikes. That was it. He attacked the zone with all three pitches. Never really got to his changeup much, but he attacked his own.
The bullpen didn't allow a run.
Mears coming in the way he did, and Anderson facing the meat of the order in the eighth. That's kind of his first chance doing that, and I thought Pyamps and Koenig both threw the ball well, too. So good pitching performance and clutch hitting at the right time, and happy for our guys.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. It'll be the same two teams, Brewers and Astros, again tonight. The two teams wrap up their three-game series tomorrow afternoon. 1 week from tomorrow, the NFL will announce its 2025 schedule. The Green Bay Packers will have 8 home games and 9 away games. In addition to the home and home games against the Bears, Vikings, and Lions in the NFC North, the Packers will play each team in the NFC East and AFC North, as well as Carolina, Arizona, and Denver next year. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sebastian Stan is probably the favorite to play Luke Skywalker in any future Star Wars production. Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill, is in favor of Stan taking over the role. Hamill and Stan have discussed the idea, and Stan is open to it, but might have scheduling issues as he is set to star in 2 upcoming Marvel films. Not such a bad thing for an actor to have 1 foot in 2 huge universes. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's taken me a couple weeks, but I finally got to the theater and saw Sinners. It is wildly entertaining. From the script to the acting, set design, and music, Ryan Coogler's film is an absolute spectacle. Michael B. Jordan plays twin brothers Smoke and Stack, who return to the South after working for the Chicago mob. With their stolen money and goods, they open a juke joint in the country, which is descended upon by vampires. Word of the wise, if you see the film, stay through the credits because the last scene of the movie takes place after the role. Curious choice, but nevertheless, absolutely check it out. The summer movie season has arrived and is off to a pretty good start if this past weekend was any indication. The film Thunderbolts opened in first place domestically with $76 million. The opening is impressive considering the characters in the film are not some of the more Marvel marquee names, according to Variety. Good reviews and a good audience score should keep the movie in theaters for a while and give it legs. Another film that has shown incredible staying power is Sinners, which finished number 2 this week, bringing in $33 million, which is only a 28% drop-off from last week's take, which was only a 6% drop-off from its opening weekend haul. Sinners also had excellent reviews and obviously great response from audiences. Finishing in the third spot was the Minecraft movie, which also is showing some resiliency, bringing in $13.5 million in its 5th week. The top 5 was rounded out by The Accountant 2 with $9.5 million and horror film drama Until Dawn at just under $5 million. Have a great summer at the box office, everybody. Donald Trump was in the news this past weekend. No, seriously. The president claims he is going to save Hollywood and movies by imposing 100% tariffs on movies made outside the United States. There is a lot to be worked out, obviously, and only time will tell how this will be executed. According to Variety, the reaction in the Hollywood community was one of shock. This could affect or even kill a project by one of his own ambassadors to Hollywood, Mel Crazy Town Gibson, who is planning to shoot his Passion of the Christ sequel in Italy. The president called movies being made outside our borders a national security threat, which exposed Americans to propaganda. The president was unclear if it was more dangerous than his own homespun propaganda. It's a good thing he's acting fast before the British thespian invasion overtakes our republic. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny today, our high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight down to the upper 40s. Tomorrow will be a bit cooler, sunshine in the upper 60s by Thursday, sunny with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.